What is up, dreamers?
Yeah.
Welcome to Get Lucid, the podcast all about lucid dreaming. My name's Joe, and this is Thomas Smith.
Hello, bro.
The date is the 11th of January. It's Tuesday, and like I said, lucid dreaming. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing alright, just having a dirtily strong coffee.
Well, you are addicted to coffees. We have found this out. That's what happens when you work at a coffee store.
There you go.
Oh, dearie me. So what have you been up to this week? Have you been up to much, anything special?
I went cycling yesterday.
I don't mean that, I mean like regarding lucid.
Lucid, right, well, I've been doing the Lucid 101 that we were talking about last week. I've been doing the Wake Back to Bed with mixed results.
Results.
What was that, mate?
Mixed grill of results.
Mixed grill, yeah.
Yeah.
Sausage and bacon. I didn't know what was going on. I think I was getting up too early, and I was just dead tired, and then after that hour, I just went straight back to sleep without being able to keep conscious.
Well, we'll go on a bit later on about the proper, because I had some problems as well with the way back to bed. But did you actually have any lucid dreams this week at all?
Yeah, I did. I had three in one night, actually. Three wilds.
It's quite impressive.
Which is when you go to sleep consciously, and so you go straight into a dream rather than realizing you're in a dream, and it was mental. It was trippy. I think I had about 7 false awakenings. Where I woke up and I was like, oh, right, I'm up now. And I was like, oh, no, I'm in a dream. And that happens like 7 times and I was just freaking out.
That is quite mental.
It's pretty messed up because you basically just keep waking up and you're like, oh, no, this is my house. Brilliant. The funny thing was I was staying around my mate's house at the time. And I did read the other day somewhere that like usually if you're in a different environment, you'll notice more intense lucid dreams. Like
You know, when I had my first couple at Regan's house in Southampton.
Yeah.
That was, I had them there, and I even said at the time, like, I felt that because I was in a different bedroom, like, I felt that, you know, I didn't know my environment so well, and I sort of paid attention to it a bit more. Do you see what I mean? Because obviously when you're at home, you kind of just walk through your room, and you don't really look at it as well. But because I was in someone else's room, I really paid attention and made sure that, like, I checked for reality and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think you're definitely more aware when you're in a different location to your normal environment.
It's a bit
definitely.
Of safety, isn't it, really? Because if you're in an environment that you're not really sure about, you know, check, make sure you're okay. Make sure you're actually not in a dream. So. No, I haven't actually had any lucid dreams this week, which is a bit of a shame.
It is frustrating sometimes when...
You know, I've only just started, so I'm not really that frustrated by it, because to have I've had 3 lucid dreams within about a month's time period of starting lucid dreaming, which is pretty...
Yeah.
You know, that's nearly 1 a week if you averaged it all out.
That is tasty.
I'm pretty happy about it. I mean, I've really, really tried to concentrate on my dream journal, because I want to get my dream signs down, and that's... We'll talk about that a bit later as well, but... I also watched the, this is a massive shout out because these guys are hilarious, by the way. I've been watching the Lucidity web saga. Did you watch the whole of it in the end or?
I watched episode 1, 2 and 5.
What? Bit out.
Sort of like Star Wars style, you know. I will watch the other two.
One episode, there is actually Chewbacca. I was going to make a stupid
Yeah,
joke,
I saw that.
But there is Chewbacca. We might as well explain what it is because, it's a really good show, and I recommend it. Everyone will go and watch it. It's called Lucidity, and you can find it at www.iii, like the Roman numerals for the third, because that's their production company. So it's iiiproductions.com/lucidity.html. That's a bit long-winded, so you could probably just go Google.
Or you could just go on our Facebook, and it's up there on number one comment.
And we're going to put a link in our blog as well. Because it's actually hilarious. It's
pretty good.
The whole premise is that two guys share each other's dreams, and I won't spoil any more because the rest of it's kind of story driven. But yeah, they share each other's dreams, and they're sort of like struggling to carry on through normal waking life because they've got such crazy dreams. But it is very funny, and hopefully We've been talking to the guys that do it. Hopefully, next week
we're going to slip it onto the show.
Yeah, we might be able to get them as guests to come on and talk to us, which would be really awesome. So we're looking forward to that. And obviously, obviously they know a lot about Live the Dreaming as well from talking to them. So that should be nice.
Yeah, well, one of the guys said he'd been doing it for 2 years, whereas we've been doing it for 3 weeks.
Yep.
So
it might be useful for you listeners.
We might have realised we've been talking shit all this time.
To have someone that actually knows what they're on about a little bit compared to us just babbling random shit. So, right, main topic this week, we've chosen wilds and OBEs. Not so much OBEs, but more the wild technique, which is the wake-induced lucid dream, which is kind of what Smith was going on about. We have touched on it in the past.
Poked it.
We want to talk about it like as a topic now, so like as a whole. So what is a wild, Smith? Give us a quick explanation. Well,
right, a wild is basically when you fall asleep consciously. So that's it.
Wow, that was a did you make it a little longer?
When you go to sleep, your mind sort of just fades and you just sort of switch off, and then you dream and then you wake up. But with a wild, you sort of combine this method with the wake back to bed as well, because you need that rest period beforehand.
I mean, you can do it. I do wilds at night time, but I've never had one at night. So it's always the only one I've ever had was from wake back to bed. So
yeah,
you know.
I mean, it's a lot easier, I think, if you do it from after having a bit of sleep.
Yeah.
But basically, you just lie on your bed, and you sort of trick yourself that you're completely asleep whilst your mind's still slightly conscious. So you, instead of like what we've been talking about, is when you go to sleep and then you wake up in a dream, you're in a dream and then you realise you're dreaming, and then that's when you become lucid. A wild's when you basically fall asleep and you go into the dream consciously straight away. So you basically feel that transition of lying in your bed to bang, I'm in a dream.
And it is very weird.
It's mental. It's proper weird.
It's probably the weirdest experience I've ever had before. But at the same time, it's such a gratifying experience, because you're like, yes, I've done it.
It's kind of addictive as well. Like the feeling that I love that feeling now when you. It's a really trippy feeling, like when you feel like your mind's sort of disconnected from your body and you go into a dream state. It's mental. The transition period is out insane. It's crazy.
Suddenly, you sort of just. You've gone from lying down, and then suddenly you're in a random situation in a random place, standing up. It's so weird. So weird.
It makes all drugs seem useless now.
They are anyway, Smith.
Huh?
You know, we've got to teach these kids no drugs. No drugs allowed.
Exactly. No drugs.
Just wild. Just go wild.
Just go wild.
I wanted to explain OBEs as well, which are out-of-body experiences, and they kind of come from... from wilds, like you can wild into an OBE, but OBEs are, I mean, people must have heard of when someone's, you know, gone into surgery and they've seen themselves like from above, like they've been watching themselves from above and watching the surgeons cut up their liver and be like, they've had too much alcohol and all this. So really, that's an OBE, and like people, they call them like near-death experiences, but really they're just dreaming. Basic.
But like those OBEs, they always seem to happen when they're having surgery, don't they? Like everyone's always like, oh, I saw the doctor operating on my heart, or
I heard what they're like talking about. Well, yeah, you were in the room, you know, that's such a phenomenon.
But
you were lying.
It's never like, oh, I went in and I broke my arm and had a X-ray and I saw that them doing that. It's always something hardcore.
So you have to be under, that's why. You can't.
Yeah, but you don't hear about people go to the dentist and get gas, you know.
Say that, but I remember having a massive, massive mental nightmare dream when I was about four, and I took my back teeth out, and I went to the dentist, and they put the gas on my face, and I saw my mum, and there was no change from me being awake to me being asleep. So I just carried on seeing my mum, and then she turned into like this fucked up monster.
Jesus.
And I was just like, all right, mum, calm down. Jesus Christ, I'll do the dishes.
I've been waiting here for half an hour.
I'll clean my room, mum. Just don't eat my leg. Right, so, but at the end of the day, I woke up and she was perfectly normal. I was bear in mind, very scared of her for about a day.
Just in case you might transform her.
I was really worried. But I was only about, like I said, I was only about four. But yeah, what? And the there's quite a big difference between like these OBEs and Wilds as well. Because Wilds is pretty much just a dream that you just go into and you do what you want, really. Whereas an OBE is, what did you say, it was a projection of your surroundings?
Well, I read somewhere that it's a mental projection of your like environment, basically.
So if you went to bed in your bedroom, you'd wake up in your bedroom, right? You wouldn't.
Yeah, and like rather than in a dream where you can manipulate your environment and stuff, I don't think you can do the same in an OBE. I think you can just, you can do things like fly and you're basically an observer,
right?
I think,
you control yourself.
Of this mental projection world.
Right.
I think that's what it is.
Well, I mean, even if it...
I might be chatting shit.
So we don't really know what we're on about anyway. But I watched some quite informative YouTube videos. I can't remember who they were from, and I can't be bothered to find them. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good.
I'll post the links in the blog that we do for this episode. But the YouTube videos told you how to go into sleep paralysis and to do wilds and to do OBEs. But he kind of linked OBE as a wild, and I thought that was a bit strange because nowhere else have I sort of gone to get information, and people completely linked the two. Whereas this bloke was like, yes, OBE, you get it from a wild. I was just like, okay.
Maybe he just had a wild OBE.
Maybe.
An outrageous one.
But he said, so yeah, he said some crazy stuff, like, for reality tests, right? You know, we've been doing reality tests, where it's like, oh yeah, I'll close my mouth, close my nose and try and breathe through, or like put my hand through the wall gently and stuff. He's like, yeah, lie on your bed, right? When you feel that you're lucid.
Yeah.
Pretend that gravity's really heavy and sink through your bed. And I was just like I'm pretty sure I wouldn't need a reality test by that point.
If you do start falling through physical objects, you might be in an OBE.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe.
We don't know what we're talking about, but I'm pretty sure you might be in an OBE at that point.
So, I think I'll just stick to the light switch one, to be fair.
When you're flying through space and time,
you might
need to do a reality check just to
you
make
might,
sure.
Yeah, just in case. So.
But he said, yeah, so if you go down and then you sort of have to ride yourself back up and then get out your
body. All right.
But he said that sometimes your limbs can get stuck as you're trying to get out of your body. Like your arm can sort of get stuck, so you can get your whole body out except you're
not trying to get out of a tight pair of jeans.
Well, yeah, I suppose it isn't. He's like trying to get his arm out, right? And it's like hands or something stuck in the body. And he said, you either close your eyes and like just imagine a new hand, and you can just sort of carry on, or there was like certain ways of like ripping it out, like,
ripping it.
I can't remember, but he said that you do get your limb stuck, and you have to try and like envisage another limb, because it gets stuck in that body. But after that, you just walk around and do what you want. But to be
go to the toilet.
That does sound a bit boring, though. Just walking around, like, you know, yeah, you can fly, but. If there's nothing else, it'd be a bit boring.
I don't know. Maybe we need to experience it though, don't we? I mean,
yeah, I would love. I think OBE was one of the first things that I was like, oh, that's really cool that you could see yourself sleeping. Like, that's a really cool projection. Like, to sort of get up.
I could just get my mum to take a photo though, and then just give it to me in the morning.
Or you could have like a mirror above you, like on your ceiling. So when you wake up, you're like, oh, hello, sleepyhead. Just like laying there. In fact, I've got a light. I've got a dome shaped type metal light, and like on my ceiling. And as I'm laying in my bed, I can actually see myself laying in my bed. It actually is quite weird. So from that viewpoint, I reckon it'd be really cool to have like an OBE above you and see yourself like. Way.
Yeah. So get the OBEs out.
Get them out.
If you don't freak yourself out too much, it does sound pretty mental. Ripping your own limbs out of your body.
Well, yeah, well, you're not ripping your own hand off.
No, I know, but, like, just the sensation must be well trippy.
No one should be trying to do that, because if you are in real life and you instantly rip your wrist off, then...
fucked.
Yeah, well, you have to go straight to the hospital with your hand packed in some frozen foods.
And you might have an OBE there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, at the end of the day, at least he got what he wanted. An OBE.
OBE, but no arm.
An OBE. Brilliant. Some gangrene hand that needs to be taken off.
Lovely stuff.
I was gonna sort of talk about the mind frame that you have to have whilst trying to initiate the wild, because you do have to have a very not only positive but also very relaxed and passive mind frame, because if you're too worked up, you instantly, and because there's so much stuff physically happening with your body that you don't normally get through just normal sleep, I think you need to have a certain mind frame to calm yourself down throughout the whole of it, because not only do you get like increased breathing rate, a little boner, you get crazy imagery, you get vibrations, you get all this stuff before you go into like the dream world, and you need to be able to keep calm and focused throughout the whole of that. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I struggle when I get that boner. I do struggle.
It can be quite a off-putting when you're trying to completely relax and clear your mind and get prepared to go into a dream world, and then you just get a massive boner or a little one for you.
Like a sudden a duvet tent. It is quite strange. But I'm glad, because when I first had them, I was like, oh my God, am I the only one in the world that gets a boner over this? And I was like, I'm really not aroused. I didn't feel aroused.
Fetish for dreaming.
Yeah, I didn't feel aroused at all. I really thought that I was just some freak of nature. And then I read that, I'm reading Stephen LaBerge, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
LaBerge. Come on.
I was reading his book, and it said in it that you get a little semi, so I didn't mind so much. Obviously not in those words.
Yeah, well, like, the thing is, if you've never experienced falling asleep consciously, it is proper crazy experience first time, and you'll feel like this sort of like euphoria, maybe, especially when you're about to when you're just like borderlining on the dream world and you're just about to go into it, you might see some like colors in your vision, sort of like when you look at the sun and then close your eyes, you see like white spots and that.
Yeah, I
sort of get like this big white light shining in my vision, and then that's when I know I'm about to go into a dream. But you do get it like this rush of like energy and euphoria. And you're like, whoa.
It is really strange.
It's like coming up, basically.
It is like,
yeah.
And also, if you forget, like, basically, you're trying to make your mind forget you're doing this, because then you can like easily fall into this sleep, but still stay passive. So I repeat the phrase, "I will lucid dream tonight," over and over and over and over and over, right? Because it completely keeps my mind focused on saying that phrase. But doesn't allow my mind to drift off somewhere ridiculous either. But it's also passive enough that what I can actually forget what I'm trying to do and fall asleep.
The technique I've been doing is basically just have no thought and just go to bed and just sort of trick my body into sleeping and like telling my mind that like I basically just think of nothing and I just sit there, and I can't explain how. Because if you say, oh, think of nothing and go to sleep, but keep conscious, it's like, well, don't you do that anyway? Because you're not thinking of anything, but I just sort of close my eyes.
No, you're not thinking of anything. You know that you're trying to not think.
It's sort of like meditation, where you just keep a clear mind.
Yeah.
And eventually your body will start to go to sleep, and you're just like, oh, dreaming. Well, bang.
Eventually, when we get quite good at this lucid dreaming stuff, I will go back and sort of research into meditation and things like that, because the methods are definitely linked completely with you know.
Oh yeah, I reckon so. Yeah,
because it's all about your subconscious.
I mean, the Buddhists love all that stuff, don't they?
Yeah, I mean,
they love it.
I'm very surprised that, like, because it's their religion, isn't it? And you think, like, when you hear about Buddhism, you never hear anything about like lucid dreaming and stuff like that. But they do; they practice that sort of stuff. And you think,
all I heard about it was when you have their little statues of one. If you rub their belly, it's good luck. So,
and it laughs,
like a Furby.
Yeah. Feed it by touching its tongue. They were shit. Furbies were shit.
I know.
They cost like £40, right? For some shit.
The markup was outrageous on them things.
It cost them something like $7 even as well to like produce. They were just literally the worst toy I've ever owned. Everyone wanted one. They were like,
but I really wanted one. And all it did was like hug me and like say hug me. That's all it did, really. And
freeze
its eyelashes.
But
buy me
subliminally. flapping its little... No, it didn't even have wings, did it? It just sort of...
Sort of like a penguin slash fox. I don't know what it was, really. Sort of like a mongoose.
And the most annoying thing is it stank of mechanical gears. Like electronical gears, because it just was an electronical gear, and they couldn't hide the fragrance. They could have at least sprayed some Febreze on it before they sent it out.
Can Lynx or something.
Yeah, a bit of Lynx. What's it called in other countries? Axe. A bit of Axe.
Axe? What's that?
That's what they call Lynx in other countries.
Is it?
Yeah.
What countries are these?
Every other country except for ours.
Just right. We just have to be different.
Just like Vauxhall. They call that Opal, don't they, everywhere else?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and then what about Walker's crisps? They're actually Lay's crisps. Lay's chips.
Oh, I've seen the Lay's, yeah.
There you go. Basically, England.
We just like to be different.
Yeah, we just don't like anything. It's like, you know the that song, 99 Red Balloons? Every other country in the world was fine with it being in the German version. When it got to England, we were like, no, it has to be in English or it's not coming in. And then they changed it.
Made Euro? We're not having that.
Yeah, we're not having that Euro trash. We are a shit country.
We are awkward.
Yeah, we are. Right. Oh, yeah, shit.
Burbies were awful anyway. That's the underlying point there. So,
sure is.
Disgusting.
Like you said earlier, though, the wake back to bed method is probably the most useful thing to do whilst doing the wild.
In that hour while you're awake, I reckon.
Yeah. So
think lucid dreaming as well and read about
it. Whilst we might as well go on to our Get Lucid 101 then, because if we're going to link it in with the wake back to bed,
I'll link it up.
Do a little cheeky recap. That's what I'll
get stuff.
So, I'm getting better at this hosting, pizzazz. So what were your experiences this week with the wake back to bed? Because I know you did it as well, obviously. So.
Well, my experiences weren't that great, to be fair. But I did have the three wilds in succession. But other than that, I didn't really get lucid. So your wake back to bed didn't really work. So the tip we gave out didn't work for me.
Well, obviously, it didn't work. I didn't get a lucid dream, but I did have quite vivid dreams, and I was able to record them in my dream diary. So I know it's helping. And also, I'll do my wild whilst I'm. Like, I'll try and attempt a wild, and I definitely get further when I'm in that state. But the problem is that I found it's definitely a personal thing. Like the wake back to bed, each person has like a different time. That they need to sleep for, and a different time that they need to be awake for. Because originally I started off with 6 hours sleep. I'd wake up, have an hour, and then go back to bed. But I found that pretty much instantly I would still fall asleep. I wasn't awake enough, and I hadn't had enough sleep. So now I went through quite a range of of like times, different timings, and I came.
Oh yeah.
My now like sort of. Personal wake back to bed timings are I go to bed for 7.5 hours, and the reason it's every hour and a half is because every 90 minutes you have like a REM cycle. So if you do increase or decrease your time by increments of 90 minutes, then it's going to be around the time that you're going to go into a REM sleep. So obviously when you wake up, you then are holding off that REM sleep for when you come back to sleep. But I found that if I only stayed up for an hour, then I would really struggle to actually stay conscious because I needed more sleep. So I've started staying up for about 2 hours and having 7.5 hours sleep because I'm a lazy bastard. And if I don't...
And what, then you go back to bed for how many hours?
2 hours. 2 hours. If that.
So your sleep pattern's quite long then?
It is at the moment. I mean, obviously I
would... You have 11 hours of like time period where you're basically sleeping.
No.
With the 2 hour break.
Yeah, with the 2 hour break. So 9.5 with the 2 hours.
Yeah.
But obviously when you split your sleeping, you get more tired, so but I also work, don't I, like really early in the morning. Normally. I'm on a week's holiday at the moment. Yeah, but but normally I work at from 6 a.m. till 10. I do like the early little shift. So what I do is I just go to sleep normally, and I have about 7 hours sleep anyway. Wake up for work, which is 4 hours, do my 4 hours of work, come home and then sleep. And I find I've had some cheeky ass results with that one as well. So, have you changed yours at all, or did you leave?
Yeah, I've been experimenting with different times and that, but like, I used to be all right with this technique, but recently it's well annoying because I'll go to bed at like say midnight, get up at 6:30, spend an hour like reading about it and drinking my tea and that, and I'll go back to bed, but then I can't go back to bed, I'm too restless.
Well, it's because you've just drank a tea, you've just said you've reason.
Yeah, but tea's all right, isn't it?
It's got a mass amount of caffeine in it.
Nah.
That is exactly why.
Well, anyway,
drink,
I can't get
you
back
to
sleep.
You wouldn't drink a cup of tea before you went to bed at night, would you?
Well, no. Sometimes.
Nah, don't lie to me.
I'm the tea boy.
Don't lie to me here, Smith. I know the
influence. I drank a whole pot of tea the other night.
What, at 6 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
In the evening? That's a bit different.
Yeah, that was a pot, so larger caffeine content.
I'm pretty sure it works like alcohol and it goes away after a couple of hours.
No, tea's not the same as booze.
But I think if you didn't drink a cup of tea, you'd probably find it a lot easier.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, the annoying thing is I'm asleep for 5 hours because I go to bed at 12, get up at 5 or whatever, and then I go back to bed and I can't get back to sleep. And then I'm up for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's all right, because you're...
And then I go back to bed at midnight and I'm just shattered. I've been tired all week because I've been basically sleeping 5 hours a night.
Well...
So maybe I need to cut down the tea. Maybe it's that.
Well, you don't need to cut it down like during the day. Just don't drink it before you're just about to go back to sleep. That is, yeah. I'm pretty sure that is exactly the reason why it's not working.
I do like a cup of tea, though.
Just don't do it. What do you like more, a cup of tea or a lucid dream?
Yeah, lucid dream.
Exactly. Let's put you into right.
Big old brew of lucid dream, please.
I'll have a pot of lucid brew. Lovely.
Get out.
So those are our little tweaks. So
OT.
I did listen to a couple of friends that sort of tried this method, but most of them struggled with the waking up part.
Yeah,
waking up early, doing something for 2 hours. I think you do have to be genuinely dedicated to this topic to be able to do the wake back to bed, because it's quite a struggle. It's the same with dream recall, like having to wake up and write down your dreams. I've started struggling with that as well, because I'll wake up. Well, I've only had it once. I had it yesterday, in fact. I woke up and I was like, oh, that wasn't a dream. It was just a thought. I'll go back to sleep. And I forgot the dream. But I thought it was just a thought, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I had exactly the same experience like a day ago, where when you're drifting off to sleep and you're like, yep, yeah, I'll become lucid. And then you think it's a thought. Like I was with like two massive, massive like wolf dogs. And I was just like, yeah, it's just like a thought. Like, you know, when thoughts pop into your head, and I'll be like, and they were like, they're proper growling, and like one was crying. I was like, oh, what's the matter, mate? Don't. And I was like, oh, don't get too involved. It was just a thought. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, what? Oh, I could have got lucid there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually a thought. I was in a dream. So
it is quite.
That's quite hard to tell the difference sometimes, especially like when you're going into a dream, maybe.
Yeah. I think it's just hard to get into a dream, full stop, really. That's why we're trying to learn it.
Yeah, mate.
Right, our Get Lucid 101, we've covered last week's with the wake back to bed method now, and the one for next week we've decided upon is dream signs. And this one's a little less self-explanatory than the other ones, because basically we want you to go through your dream journals that you've been sort of hopefully consistently keeping up to date. it is hard. I've really, really tried, and I'm still struggling. But go
it's
through.
It's worth it, though.
It is worth it, because you get to see all your craziness, and that's quite cool. So like, go through your dream journal, and you need to try and recognise repeating dream signals and dream signs, so that you can then use them to your benefit from by doing reality checks whilst you're around dream signs, or like just noticing that shouldn't be there in real life because it's a dream sign. So you read over the chapter last night, didn't you, Smith, about dream signs?
Yeah, I went over it. DJ
LeBee. Right, let's call him DJ LeBee from now on. See.
Oh, I like that.
How well that goes down. Imagine if we ever had him on as a guest. Like, and we have this week DJ LeBee. Yeah. And he's just like, hello, I am DJ LeBee.
He could be like, I love and dance. Da, 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 da.
I love to rave. Be well, funny.
Oh, dream signs.
Dream signs, right. So there's like, it's like a certain amount of, there's a certain few type of dream signs, aren't there? Like different genres of dream signs.
There's loads. I mean, like, he categorises it
into
loads of different things.
So what are the categories? And could you, I don't know if you can remember it, but could you slightly give a description
down
of
here. Yeah, all right, well, a dream sign is basically something that is a specifically you notice that's different than in waking life. So, and this is into four categories, and one of them's inner awareness. So, say you have a strange thought, like I did last week when I was writing down my dream journal, and I was actually in a false awakening, and I was wondering to myself, why is my dream journal in such a state?
Yeah.
I was like, why is it like this? And like, that's a strange thought to be thinking, because you wouldn't be thinking that in normal life, would you? I mean, yeah, it'd just be normal.
An object one anyway, because you've noticed that an object's out of place. So it's the morph one, or whatever he's called it.
Oh yeah, well yeah, there's that as well. Yeah. But it's also the thought process as well. Like, why would you think something is out of place? Yeah, like something so minuscule like that. Like, if you're in a room, you're like, why? Where's this furniture from, or something like that? Like, I don't reckon. Like, where's this furniture come from? Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't normally think
that
about
to do with
that.
The environment. Yeah, exactly. So it's more that you're it's more that you're like questioning yourself a bit.
Yeah.
Rather than, or isn't it like a feeling that you've got, rather than like a, because like it might be like a feeling of a certain. So say you were in a nightmare, it might be like a feeling of fear or something like that. Is that the inner one?
The inner awareness is split into a few categories. A strange thought, there's a sensation, which is what you're talking about.
Oh,
thinking.
Okay.
Like, say you experience intense euphoria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
obviously, unless you've just taken something massive, then
just having that. Just OD'd. MDMA!
It's probably.
Actually, yeah. So, well, if you're not a drug user, though, so you.
Yeah, there you go. If you're not a drug user and suddenly you've got some massive, what you perceive as probably would be mental
euphoria.
Yeah. Then you probably should be doing a reality test.
Basically, you feel like you're on a roller coaster and you're just standing in a room, you're feeling euphoria.
There you go.
Yeah, so you got that. They got the sensation. And then there's emotions. Like, if you're experiencing an overwhelming, over-the-top emotion, like extreme anger, and you do something that's out of character, like beat up a teddy bear or something because you're so pissed off, like these are things that you wouldn't normally do in a real world, but like,
I thought the good example of that one, if I remember, wasn't it about like a door, and he said like, I can't get through this door, and then suddenly you're like, oh, I wish it was open, and then you just opened it and it was actually unlocked.
Yeah,
that was quite a good one for the thought one. I remember that one.
And he and also there's perceptions, like the way things, like Stephen LeBerg's example, one of them was, everything looks as though I've taken LSD.
Well, how would you know unless you've taken LSD?
Well, I don't know, but I think Stephen LeBerg's shown his true colours there.
Yeah, he's shown his true LSD colours. That dirty hippie taking LSD.
Oh. There's a lot of drug-related ones here in this inner awareness.
Yeah, I think someone.
But basically, if you feel a sensation or a strange emotion, or have a strange thought, like you're thinking something that you wouldn't normally think about in waking life.
This isn't just once; like it can't just be like randomly once in a dream. If it's consistent, like say you have it like once every two dreams that you remember, like you have that euphoria, like you know, twice a week or three times a week. Then,
yeah, I usually do feel euphoria quite a lot when I'm dreaming for some reason.
I just feel confused. I'm like, why am I a woman and why am I in a wheelchair? I really should be lucid right now because I'm a woman in a wheelchair.
Well, if you're dead from the waist down, there's no point.
No, I wasn't. I was just strapped to it. And I'm pretty sure I was a woman. I remember feeling.
You told me about this dream?
Yeah, I told Duig about it. It was like the sore one. I was in like a sore sort of experience. And like this laser was coming close to me and I was going to die. And he was like, yeah, I did tell you. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. You did tell me about the woman in the wheelchair.
Yeah, and I was strapped in a wheelchair, like on the floor. And I'm pretty sure I was a woman. I had like lots.
Right, so there's a lot of dream signs in that one, which we could go for in the topics.
Well, to be honest, you know, I'm not a woman in real life.
Yeah, which is a form.
So straight away, I should be like, right, I'm in a dream.
Yes, basically, yeah. If you change sex or you're not human, You're probably in a dream.
Suddenly you got penises for fingers.
Penis fingers.
You just can't write properly because it's just floppy and you have to like... Then you see an attractive woman and then you can write perfectly. Like, that would work, right?
I guess so, yeah. If you found out you had an ball sack for a palm or something.
Ball sack for a palm?
Ball sack palms. I mean, there's some pretty fucked up dream signs. I mean, usually they are pretty messed up, but I doubt you'll ever experience penis hands. But
ball sack palms.
Maybe it needs further research, so...
Maybe they should sit people down and see how many times ball sack palm and penis hands in their dreams. probably one in, like, a million. I want to meet
them. But, like, these dream signs are basically strange things that don't happen in real life. I mean, we're cocking up the
description.
Yep. But like that you can get things like action, like dream actions. Like dream signs consist of action form, inner awareness or context. And an action one would be something like you're flying in the air. I mean, that's an action, a physical action that doesn't happen in real life. I'm not talking about like on a BA airline. I'm talking about you're physically Supermaning it through the sky. Yeah, you're not getting like some bird with your in-flight meal coming around like, oh, sandwich. Is this a fucking dream? No.
No, I work for BA.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not real, love. I'm just going to test reality. No, I am stuck in this shit.
Oh, hang on. My fingers are erecting. Oh, this could be a dream.
Can I take your number, love? No, your erecting hand is awful. Get out of here.
Yeah, but think of the possibilities.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do to you.
You could have a 5-cock infestation.
You could literally get fingered and fisted at the same time. And
have
wowed.
Genuine sex with a finger.
So.
What are we on about?
Oh, I don't know.
Form. I guess this cock hand would be the form, wouldn't it? Like, if you...
Stop going on about the cock hand.
All right. Me this being a woman.
That would be more relevant because I doubt anyone is ever going to imagine having...
Oh, look, and there you go. Ego form. I am a man dreamed by a woman. So my opposite one where I'm pretty sure I was a woman. I can't remember actually like looking down and being like, oh, vagina. But I know I had long blonde hair. I could have been a surfer dude. But I'm pretty sure I was
breasts.
A woman.
That's usually a good point.
I was strapped in a wheelchair and a laser was coming towards me. I wasn't really paying attention.
I mean, there's so many dream signs in that scenario. It's great because, like, context, you know, you're in a sort of sounds like a James Bond thing.
No, it's like Saw.
Oh, Saw. So, like, that's straight away. It's a.
Yeah, but like I said to you yesterday, because I've watched films and because, like, there's a lot of media about this, you know, out of reality. So, you know, like, films like The Matrix and films like Saw and pretty much every film. There's not many films that are, like, based in reality and purely reality-orientated.
It'd be pretty boring films,
yeah, exactly.
Otherwise.
Any science fiction-y type action film are ridiculously over the top, and they're not very reality-like. And I think because of that, we're probably slightly more prone to take it as reality in our dream.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to seeing those images on, you know, movie screens and stuff like that. I mean, Saw, I hate Saw. I think it's awful, apart from the first one.
You just don't like films, do you?
I love films. I just don't like bad films. Is a better way of saying it. Saw is pretty awful.
I thought it was good, the first one.
Yeah, the first one's really good. I like.
The only problem is someone told me that the bloke who's doing all the problems was the bloke lying on the floor. That's so, like, I knew that the
you
whole...
You can spoil that for anyone that's not watched it.
Oh, come on, everyone's seen that.
Yeah, but that's like saying everyone's seen The Sixth Sense.
Well, someone told me that before I watched it, so I'm getting my own back on people that haven't seen it.
Well, I'm sorry, listeners, for anyone that hasn't seen Saw. He hasn't really, you know, it's only a shitty film. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
It's all right.
Yeah, so I couldn't get lucid from that experience because I thought I was in Saw, probably. I thought it was real. Obviously,
yeah, I suppose it does make it harder if you're used to seeing all these movies and games and stuff with all this crazy shit going on.
Maybe I should just become Amish and like live.
Because like, yeah, but then again, you probably wouldn't dream like that. I mean, imagine, say you're Henry VIII and you're in Tudor times and you're going to sleep and then all of a sudden you have this dream where you got a laser coming up to you.
I don't think
you're a woman. In a wheelchair. I mean, wheelchairs and lasers weren't even invented.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, that's like saying, oh, we're going to dream. Basically, that's like saying you're Leonardo da Vinci, because that kid could dream stuff that you couldn't see.
He was pretty good.
Because he was basically a genius. Well, he was a genius, what am I about?
But yeah, so big up the Da Vinci. We'll have him on next week, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully so. Leonardo Da Vinci shall be a guest. I'm not promising anything because he's been dead for a very long time, but we might be able to reach him and get him on.
But yeah, so dream signs. Basically, if you notice anything that's out of place, it's usually a dream sign.
But dream signs that we're asking for are ones that are for, you look for your dream journal and pick specific moments out that you've written down.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
If you get recurring ones, then that's really good
to see to notice them in a dream.
I mean, I know it's a bit bad, but like a really good one is like if you've got a relative that's dead. Like, that's not a good thing, obviously, but, like, if they're dead and then you see them, you know instantly you're dreaming because you know that they can't be alive.
So you've got to say to yourself.
Say you have this recurring dream where you see this dead relative, you know that every time you see it, you're going to be dreaming. So as soon as you recognise that, you'll be able to come lucid. But unfortunately, none of my family are dead yet, so you're going to have to wait.
Wait a couple of years.
Wait it out.
Inherit some stuff.
But like the way we talk about these dream signs, we make them sound like they're these outrageous, like penis hands and
They're not always
wheelchair. I mean, sometimes it can be something subtle.
Bridge.
Like I had one where I was in a car and my radio wouldn't turn on.
That is a good one.
That's a dream sign because it's something unusual. But like, obviously, it's not too mental.
Yeah, we do hype stuff quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
to bring it back down to I was going to say,
it can be as simple as that. Like,
it's not reality; it's a dream. Jesus.
Like, you might even see a teapot and it looks shaped like a melon, and then you could be like, and then in your dream you'd be like, oh, it's just one of those gimmicky teapots. No, it's not.
It's not. It's a dream. It's a dream sign.
It's a dream. It's a dream sign. So if you ever see a melon teapot,
especially if you see like a giant,
did someone invent that now?
Giant spider drink
melon teapots.
Drink from the melon teapot. You're definitely dreaming.
Don't even boil it.
I'd just splat that. Just get a giant newspaper and just kill that spider.
What?
That's what I would do.
Okay, good stuff.
Right, we've pretty much covered that. So like next week we just try and find yourself a dream sign. We're gonna look through dream journals and obviously you can keep doing it. I mean, this one's a bit more long-winded, so we'll try and give some feedback next week. But
I mean, this will probably take probably about like a good few weeks before
depends
you get recurring dream signs.
Depends how good your dream recall is. If you're waking up remembering 1 to 2 dreams a day, you know you're going to collect like 14 dreams in a week.
And then you can just look at them and just figure out which dream signs are more recurring.
I've got 7, and I've been doing it for like 2-3 weeks. You know, so if you're really good at dream recall, I recommend doing this pretty much now. If you're not, keep practicing the the dream recall, and then eventually, you know, we'll get involved in the dream signs. But we just wanted to put it out there because it's a really good concept.
Yeah, it's a good way to become lucid once you start recognizing these abnormalities, basically. So I'm going to keep my eye out for melon teapot and penis hands, and then hopefully I'll be able to come lucid.
I'm gonna keep my eye out for that ball sack palm.
I can't even visualize that.
I'm really trying. I'm looking at my hand right now, and I'm just sort of going. Ballsack, where would it fit? Where would it fit in my palm?
I think it would just be a palm. And
I think it would be like a little bulb, a bulge on my...
It's a bulge.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be able to grasp stuff because it would hurt. Because obviously it would be like...
Oh, you get the same pain.
You can't put your hand on the banister.
You wouldn't even be able to shake hands with someone.
No.
Be like, oh,
you just kicked me in the balls. Palmed me.
High five. See you later.
That would absolutely cane. You just high five with the ball palm. Oh. Right, questions. We actually have had some questions this week, some genuine questions from some peoples. I mean, we did have last week, so I don't know why I'm saying that. We've got some questions. We've got one from a certain Matthew from England, and he says, can you become a different form, example like an animal or, a twig? You know, I said that. I said that. In a lucid dream.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah, you can do anything you want in a lucid dream. That's the bottom line. So you don't have to be your physical self.
How would you go about changing yourself into that form? Do you just...
Well, I haven't even done this yet. This is only stuff I've read. But I think if you believe it enough and you focus your mind completely on changing your form, and also it helps, like, your intent, like, you're intending to change form, like, you're intending to be this bird. Like, if you just shout out, I am a bird, or, like, or I want to feel what it's like to be a bird, then it probably would happen, I think, over time, like, if you're practicing all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd ever request to be a twig. Ever. Well, so.
And actually,
let me be a twig.
That wasn't actually Matthew's question. That was John's. But I'm just trying to find Matthew's question now, because I'm pretty sure.
Like, this actually happened when I had these three wilds in a row. I actually did experience changing my form, not like into a different thing, but like when I was in my lucid dream, I used my hand and I was like, I wonder if I can extend it, and it sort of grew a little bit. And I was like, oh, this is mental. So like, I had like spaghetti, Mr. Spaghetti arm hands. And I was like, I wonder if I could do this with my neck. So I just extended my neck, and it was like a growing bit of spaghetti. And I was just navigating through the dream world with my head. And I was like, oh yeah, this is mental. And that was quite trippy.
That was well cool, actually.
That was pretty cool.
I can actually imagine you doing that as well, because, I don't know, you just got that sort of face that could like go round rooms. You'd just be casually in your room, and suddenly you'd hear this knock on the door. You'd open the door, and it'd just be your head with a massive extended leg. And you're like, you're right, Joe. Wee!
Coming out tonight?
You're coming out? I'm at home, but I'm just going to just suck your neck all the way back, and it just goes all the way up.
That'd be well cool if you could do that in waking life, because you could be at home, like, I don't know, say you want to do like some exercise, like do some press-ups and crunches, while your head's out, like drinking pints of lager and just having a good time.
Yeah, but everyone would get their necks crossed.
Oh, yeah, that could be mental.
That'd be well annoying. Like, imagine, like, you get your neck crossed with, like, some dirty, slobbering old man. You have to, like, try to untangle it, and he's, like, dribbling on your face, and you're like, go away. That would be very frustrating.
Oh, I wish I brought my whole self out tonight.
Yeah,
not just the
sakes.
Head.
There'd have to be, like, traffic lights for him and all sorts of stuff.
One-way neck roads.
The other question we've got, which actually is from Matthew. The other one was from John. Sorry, I've got confused.
John and Matthew, it's like questions from the biblical ages, this is.
From the Bible. How many fish can you make from one, Jesus? And how many pieces of bread?
Maybe that was a little... Oh, no. Maybe not say that.
That's another show all in itself. Right, this one's from Matthew, and it was, having realised that you're dreaming, how then do you instruct the dream world to do what you wish? Is it purely a matter of just thinking about something and then it happening? Tar? He actually said tar. That's lovely.
Tar, look.
Matthew. Right.
From Coronation Street, that is. Matthew from Corrie.
That's
a difficult question, man. Like, because we're still getting into it, but like, I do know that like, you basically just have it's a number of things. It's your focus, your belief, your intent,
visualization
skills, a will. It's all those things.
Yeah, but really
allow you to do what you want. Basically,
really, it comes down to though what you're saying, which is just literally thinking about something. Because really, all of those things are just coming down to thinking. It's not like he's sort of creating it out of like Play-Doh and then saying turn real and then it turns real.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see what you mean.
All you do is really is think it, and
it's not like Pinocchio and the old workshop.
Nah, well, you have to carve out a human, somehow do a magic voodoo dance, and then suddenly it's your real paedophilic son. I didn't do it, Geppetto did it.
I love that film, childhood memories.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But
yeah, like,
what's the question?
It is purely a matter of thinking about it.
Yeah, I think if you believe in it, because like you can like I still have problems like when I try to go through a wall, I had that slight bit of doubt and I couldn't go through.
Yeah,
you need to have no doubt, 100% believe that you can do it and you will do it. And in fact, I also think a good technique is imagine that you're doing the thing that you want to do as you're like doing it. Say you're lucid in a dream. Say, I want to go flying, and you say, I will fly. I'm gonna fly. I know I can fly. It's still not working. Just imagine that you're actually flying now. Like you're actually doing that action, even though you're not. But imagine you are doing it, and then you might realise that you actually are starting to do it.
Yeah. Well, that in itself is thinking about it, isn't it? Imagining it.
That's the visualisation. I think then it kicks in.
So it's just you know, you can't just think anything, but you need to refine your thinking and refine your skill of visualizing that in your mind, because if you can do that, then you can really replicate it in a dream world.
You've really put this thought in my head now, Joe. I just want to try the penis hands just to see if it can be done. That in itself must be outrageous.
And get a boner and make them extend.
Outrageous visualization skills to get that going.
I think it'd be well funny. They'd be well floppy at first. You could just face. You could almost teabag them in real life. Just like, wee, like, yeah. And then
slapping people with your hands.
Yeah.
Dick smack.
Well, I think it would be awesome.
Oh. I mean, my recent goal for myself, I've been trying to achieve zero gravity in a lucid dream, but obviously I haven't had much success getting lucid recently. I mean, I managed to do the neck thing. That was pretty cool, the spaghetti neck. So I'll tick that one off the list.
That's pretty cool as well. Like,
I want to experience zero gravity. That's the next one I want to do. And then after that, I think I'll go for the penis hands.
Well, I think you should just put it up on your priorities and go for penis hands tonight.
Go straight in for it.
Yeah, tonight. When you get lucid tonight. You're going to get
lucid. Maybe I'll do both.
Well, maybe you'll do a penis hands whilst in no gravity. So you're floating around slapping people mid-air with penis hands.
Oh.
Why not?
I'm well glad we got into lucid dreaming so we can do stuff like this.
Do stupid shit like this that we're literally just acting out our really obscure imaginations.
Exactly.
That's the only way you could do it, because if you did it in real life, you would be in jail. So.
Would you? I don't know.
Well, if we ran around, right, with strapping five man's penises to our hands, slapping people in the face, do you not think that we'd go to jail? I'm pretty sure we would.
I think you'd just get put into an asylum, to be fair.
Yeah,
I don't actually think there's a law where slapping people with penises on your hands. I don't even think that's... I think in a court of law, that wouldn't stand up. I really don't think so.
Wouldn't stand to attention.
Nah. I mean, what would the opening statement be? What would the jury think? Like, oh, I've been called into jury. Probably be some sort of like...
Tame.
You know, some sort of like... what do you call it when you beat someone up? GBH, yeah. No, penis hand flying about slapping people.
That could be quite funny, actually. Like, if they went there and then they came back and they tried to discuss, like, they had to. They're not allowed to discuss it with their friends, are they? But
but you'd have to with
you'd
that.
You'd have one. To if someone is too big around with a penis hand and slap people. You would have.
We have gone overboard with this penis hand.
Yeah, I think we should end the show because we're just getting outrageous now. So, have you got any shout-outs, Smith? I did make you write them down this week. I'm pretty sure.
I'd love to do a shout-out to Music Nico, who wrote on our YouTube wall, who's listened to two shows and loved it. So, hopefully, he loved this one. So, thanks for that. We appreciate the comments. Also, if you anyone who wants to leave a comment, that'd be great. Or if you've got any questions, let us know. Juicy Webs for hosting the podcast, where you can go and download them. And also, we want some more friends on our Facebook, because we haven't got many. So please come and add us as friends. Type us in on the get lucid in on the search bar, or if you go onto our blog spot, you can click on a link. So yeah, man, that was much more professional than
That was much better than me. Man, are you sure you have any shout outs? Don't have any shout outs, Smith? Are you sure? Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah, shout out. I've got loads more, but they're not relevant, so I won't even go into it. But
I got a few tasty little ones. I've got a main one this week is for the two lads at Lucidity, Sean and is it Danny? Sean and Danny?
Yeah, Sean and Danny. Yeah.
For chatting to us and that, and hopefully, like we said, we'll get them on next week. That'll be awesome. So big shout out to them. They're doing really cool stuff. I'll just say their website again because, well, like I said, we'll put it on our blog. Because it's a bit long-winded, but it's www.iiiproductions.com/lucidity .html. There you go. That's their web saga, as they name it.
It's pretty epic, to be fair. And it's fucking funny.
And it's probably the best low-budget thing I've seen ever. Because, like, most of the time you just think, what are you doing? But this is awesome. Like, I really, really did enjoy it from the bottom of my heart. And that's about all the shout outs I've got this week. Shout outs for everyone that gives us the questions.
Give us more. We love the questions.
John this week, thank you very much, because that's awesome. And it, you know, even if you want to leave questions, you don't just have to leave questions to our email. You can do it, you know, via YouTube on the comments. We do look at this stuff because we're not that famous.
Or Facebook, and we're basically a part-time job, so this fills up time. So but,
if you want a question, or even just to talk to us, or if you feel that you've got some sort of cool information that we should know about desperately and want to be on the show, tell
please
us.
Inform us.
Don't know what we're on about. We're in no way experts. We just got into it, so it would be really cool to get some more people getting involved. It'd be wicked. We've changed. We've decided, like I said last week, we were going to decide on a day and a time for when we're going to release these podcasts. And it is going to be on Wednesday at 5 p.m. We've recorded it on Tuesday today, obviously for Wednesday, but we'll be releasing it every week on Wednesday at 5 p.m. So each week, and that's Greenwich Mean Time as well, like England time. Because
big up the London.
Big up London.
We're on the outskirts of London, really, aren't we, so... Essex, I should have said.
Big up Essex.
Big up Essex.
Essex. It's an awful place.
It's all right.
It's okay. So yeah, Wednesday, 5 p.m. GMT. I don't know what time it is for everyone else. It depends where you're from, doesn't it, I guess.
We could go through every time.
We could go through every time, but we're definitely not doing that. So, Wednesday, 5 p.m. And you can get us on iTunes now. You can get us. I think you just type in "Get Lucid" and it will come up on number one, like the first podcast. You can get us on the Blogspot. You can subscribe to us through our RSS feed, which is on our.
We've got it all going on, mate.
I've gone mental on these links. Our Blogspot is www.getlucidukblogspot.com. Yeah, that's it. And our email address, if you want to email questions or comments or anything, you know, you want to be on the show.
Or photos.
Or photos, yeah. Photos of you having a lucid dream and getting some. I would love to see that. Or if you made your own penis hand. If you did that, take a picture and send it to us, because I would love to see your penis hand. Make sure you don't get caught, though.
Don't request that, Joe.
I want to see a penis hand. I think it'd be funny.
Oh, my word.
And you can email us at getlucidukblogspot@hotmail.co.uk. We'll get a more professional email later on, but for now that's all it is. So thanks everyone for commenting the email. Like I said, hopefully I'm really juiced up for this as well. Hopefully we'll have a special guest on next week, which will be awesome.
That'd be amazing.
So I'm very juiced up for that. So thanks everyone for listening, and you can say goodbye, Smith.
I'm gonna say ta.
Ta for now.
Ta for now, lass.
Sweet lucid dreams, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Yeah.
Lovely stuff.